Some sort of moving wagon? Have I been kidnapped? Well, we'll just see about that. Daniel T. Fiona, spring into action! It's times like this I wish I had a teammate. Then again, I'd hate for anyone to actually see this. Finally free! Nearly bested by a burlap bag. Can this get any worse?
Hurry! Dump him in quick!
Ah, so's what you know, universe. Trying to bury me with girls only makes everything better.
Oh, good going, idiots. Now we're in a box. Where in our plans did it say, get imprisoned in box? I swear to God.
Right, because everything you've done has been oh so amazingly helpful. Which is why you didn't get caught. Oh, wait, you did.
Enough. We are moving, and my magic fades. We must plan escape.
If it isn't too bold of me, perhaps I can suggest you make your plans include you three getting off my spine?
There we go. All free. Sorry about falling on you.
Don't worry about it. Looks like we're all in this together.
No, we are not. We are in a silly wooden box, and anyone with any passing skills should have no problem breaking free. Observe.
Correction. We are in a wooden box reinforced with a magical barrier, thus negating spells and creature-like abilities.
Ha! She's doing it wrong! Her head is the hardest part of her body.
Poor Lefty.
Serves you right, you big knucklehead.
Knuckle what? Shut your mouth, pod puppy.
Are you?
Are they?
They do this all the time.
Stop that!
Don't worry. Now, about you. You are of angel blood.
Me?
Her? Come
Why
here!
Is it that everyone jumps at that conclusion?
It is a mystery. A soft and fluffy mystery.
They may fight a lot, but we all do care about one another. We are sisters, after all.
Whoa, wait. You're sisters? But you're also,
different looking? We aren't sisters of blood. We are Amazons. We are sisters of spirit.
Oh my goodness! I'm in a box to adventure with a trio of Amazons! This is the greatest thing ever!
Shanna! Where is your top?
I sacrificed it for victory.
Hallelujah! Gah! No! This is not the time to be distracted. Now is the time to figure a way out of here. Between the four of us, there has to be something we can do to escape. So, got any nines?
Ha! Unlike the cards in my hand, the fish must depart.
And don't forget the time that you... Wait. We are snowing. I think we may be stopping.
When the doors open, we launch our assault.
Well, here goes. What the... my robe is snagged. Wildy will freak if I rip this thing the day she gave it to me.
The door's open!
Attack! Behold the wrath of the animal!
Did I just make a really bad move or a really smart one? I think perhaps this is a good time to stop this tale.
Say what? Are you kidding me? But the hot girls! And wasn't the whole point of this story to talk about this dark Pegasus fellow?
Well, yeah. I figured you, might be bored by now.
Embarrassing part of the story?
Embarrassing part of the story.
You should have seen your face when she came out with that sword.
Oh, shut it.
The Dark Pegasus is going to be very displeased that this batch of maidens was nothing but Amazons.
Told you not to use a mythos, sweetie.
We'll have to... Oh, wait. Perhaps this run wasn't a total waste after all.
Wait. Gathering maidens? Plus new robe? Plus Amazons friendly to me? Oh, heck no!
I think you scared her, Graz.
No, just wait
no
a minute!
No way, Graz! That's a guy!
You may be right. Guess I best dispose of him.
Eep! Wait! Maybe he's one of those types.
Those?
You know, the dudes who think they really are chicks.
That is a possibility I haven't considered. Is a maiden based upon the physical or the spiritual?
He sure looks maidenly.
Indeed. I cannot imagine any guy actually having a hairstyle so effeminate.
Maybe we should throw a spider at him to see if he reacts proper?
Well, if you consider it, a maiden is sought after not because she is female, but because of the innocent and pure nature within.
Escaping and
true.
So really, the ideal would be more spiritual. And if someone was a maiden in spirit, the physical aspect would be secondary.
Okay, I am going to have to comment on this. You see...
Not to mention the whole concept is rather funny.
Did you have to blast it in the face?
It? Seriously, Cass, that is just rude.
Done already? Where are the old clothes?
I left them on underneath. I don't care what Graz says. I ain't undressing a fellow.
Well, fine, leave. I swear, though, if Dark Peg gets mad one of his maidens is clunky-looking, it is going to be your head, Missy.
Kidnapping. Okay. Blast to the face? I can handle. But this is where I draw the line.